over here.
Barb.
Oh, yeah. Make your way over,
Barb,
please.
Barb.
I'm getting on, and I don't want to waste my breath anymore.
So thank you all so much for coming tonight. I'm really happy to have you all here, and there's a lot of people I haven't met before tonight, so I'm really glad that you're part of this.
This is cool.
Cool evening.
New faces. This rock.
This is Saul and this is Elena, everybody.
Scott Stewart doing lights.
Yes,
the whole patio. We have Ken Schumacher is going to be recording tonight and taking our picture.
La Brea Bakery.
Video this for us.
Yes.
Salt Bakery.
Tom McCormick, I want to thank you, Tom, for getting us logged into this.
And Clover Dairy.
Thank you,
yay.
Clover Dairy. I knew there was one more. So Clover Dairy, awesome. This beautiful cheese. So
yeah.
We're so grateful because this is really a community event and we really want everyone to come together and have like minds and have a good experience.
Yeah, this place we built ourselves. It's all recycled materials. It's the studio, our house, everything is solar powered. And we really believe in sustainability. We really believe in walking your talk and really trying to create something beautiful with, you know, with the materials you have at hand. Anybody can do it.
All because we're all moving in.
You guys can do it too. So.
Well, we're just hoping to be inspiring, and that's really it. We want to just all feel inspired, and we're going to be doing this a few times a year. So if you want to get on the mailing list, if you're not already on it, it's out on the drinks table. Club Acoustica for future things, and we hope to continue to bring really incredible musicians.
I want to thank my best friend, Elena.
Okay. What a guy. Okay.
So, now...
cell phones.
Oh, cell phones. Turn them off and put them in the bottom of your, you know, sit on them, whatever. Otherwise, I'll charge you a ticket for that because they're listening too, you know, this son of a bitch is not hearing us. You get a free concert, it pisses me off.
Yeah, take that on a
We'll make sure it doesn't suck too bad.
Okay, and so
Adam and Ben, you guys know who they are, right?
Thanks,
I love it.
Sharing a quick funny story, apropos to the NSA. Comment. We got to do a gig with Yonder when we opened up for Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Our banjo player Dave was warming up. Banjo players are always either playing the banjo or leaving the banjo in the way of everybody else. And that's just what they do. And anyway, he's out in the hallway and he's warming up because it's in, you know, Mile High Stadium and we're nervous. Anything. And bing, 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 and all of a sudden the guys in the suits come around and they go, hey, you're going to have to cut that out. The listening post is right here and we can't hear anything. Banjo 1, Secret Service. It's a good deal.
Just by the tone of the voice of the guy who came out with the suit on, he's just like, you can't do this.
All right,
And that was the day I realized that Al Sharpton is the best smelling man I've ever known. Jesse Jackson's pretty close. And Oprah Winfrey is the most powerful person on the planet. More powerful than the president, I swear. We couldn't leave and get our stuff because of Oprah. Because she was coming, not because of the president. And that's it. Good night, everybody.
Let's see if it's a high one. We're
gonna step on the high. Pretty serious, so I'm sorry. I wanna sing that rock and roll. I wanna electrify my soul. 'Cause everybody been making a shout too big and loud, been drowning me out. I wanna sing that rock and roll. I've been traveling near and far, and I wanna lay down my old guitar, and I wanna sing that rock and roll. I wanna electrify my soul. 'Cause everybody been making a shout so big and loud, been drowning me out. I wanna sing that rock and roll. Everybody been making a shout so big and loud, been drowning me out. I wanna sing that rock and roll. I wanna sing that rock and roll. I grew up dreaming of being in a rock band, and we ended up in a bluegrass band. Yeah. Pretty close, actually, as we've done the math. It's a lot closer than you think.
I dreamt of different things. Puppies. Flowers.
Come to Northern California, get all sensitive. Honestly, I've never seen him smile before in my life.
That is now known as, coined by Dave Johnson, the California Softie.
There was already a California kid. California Softie. It's okay. It means I don't have to exercise no more and it works. Oh, boyo. That's my boyo. Yeah, we're gonna play the same amount of music anyway. It's okay.
I know, mini me, right?
Yeah. We wanted to see how long he'd make it, and I guess it was I want to sing that rock and roll, and then bed. Oh, sweetie, oh, I love you, I love you. Hi, buddy. Sleep good. Excuse me. Oh, I love him. I just love him so much. Okay, this is a song called New Deal Train. It's my protest song. Saul wrote a protest song that I really like recently, and this is my attempt. supposed to take us to a world where there wasn't any pain. There was room for more on board, but the doors closed, the people on the platform. There's just one train running on these tracks. Once it's gone, brother, it ain't coming back. But it's first class all the way. Of course, you ain't complaining about that, 'cause you got on the train to take you to the promised land. Promise to us, but not to them. Be happy that your name was found on the list they carry around. So I asked him how I got on board. He said it's a favor to your granddad, made us kill it in the last war. I stand over by the door and think about how lucky you are. You're lucky, son,
lucky, son.
You're lucky, son, that you got on the train to take you to the promised land. The promise to us, but not to them, but not to them. Be happy that your name was found on the list they carry you round and around and around and around and around. Listening to Neil Young and Mother Nature on the run. Should've counted on people always wanting more, just to set them apart from the folks next door. Still they got on the train to take them to the promised land. A promise to us, but not to them. No, not to them. Be happy that your name was found on the list they carry round. Got on the New Deal train, supposed to take us to a world where there wasn't any pain. Said everybody could come along. Well, it turns out they were wrong.
If we ended it on a minor chord, that might
be. Yeah, it's a seven. I know what it is.
So Adam and I, as some of you might not know, we grew up as the crow flies, probably, I don't know, 15 miles apart in Massachusetts, and did not know each other until we played soccer against each other in high school, I'm sure. And didn't know each other until we moved to Colorado. So one of those great coincidences. I love it.
Yeah, when I met him back in 98, he said, I'm like, where'd you grow up? Out on the East Coast in Stowe. And I'm thinking Stowe, Vermont. No, Stowe, Massachusetts. What?
Really?
Like, here we are in Netherlands, you know, little Netherlands, Colorado. Meet another guy that grew up so close, it was interesting. Hippie hair and everything, really long hair.
That's a communist lie. This is my new instrument, my new banger, and I don't know what I'm doing on it, but we'll fake it.
that you're playing?
Oh, this is an octave mandolin made by a guy who lives in Idaho, which is great octave mandolin country. And, obviously. And his name is Austin Clark, and the instrument is called Clark Octave Mandolin. And I recommend everybody get one.
I got one coming. So, I just got the email. He's like, yeah,
I told him, I'm just like, make his one less good than you make mine. I charge him a little bit more.
But what he's actually doing is making mine better. He even said the wood's better.
Told him to tell you that. Good night, everybody. Sing us a song now.
Old times, hanging on a clinging vine, climbing up your highway sign. Don't the rain still fall? Sky is dark, I can see. Turn your light away from me. It scares away my memory. Don't the rain still fall?
thanks very much for coming. This is a... I've been looking for an excuse to get Adam just to come out and visit anyway, my boy.
Yeah.
I've told Saul probably like every time I come over here, but it's just so cool what he's doing here. And Elena, I mean, what they're both doing here, building this. I can feel all the music of the future, you know. All the songs that are yet to be written, you know, they're all playing, of course, over top of each other, so it's cacophonous right now, but I'll dial it in. Here's a Colorado song.
Thank you.
been clued on how to play the guitar. Yeah, he's all right in it. So, Adam. We've all sort of brought you here today. We appreciate you making the trip out from Colorado, but we, the people of the Republic of Northern California, have gotten really concerned about all of you Colorado folks and your pot. I find it to be irresponsible, and we just wanted to, you know, I don't know.
I'm completely against it. I voted against it. I am very conservative.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Oh, no.
Let's see, is my kid still here? What's in that bottle? Because he's all for super chill right now. That's it. Sing us another one, Adam. Honestly, I moved to California and Colorado rocks right. The pot, folks.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Tax the pot.
They will tax the hell out of it. That voted, actually. They won. They're going to tax it 25%.
Wow.
Do you get the money?
What do you mean?
Is there any kickback to you?
maybe to you too.
Really?
We sing about it. Get some sort of royalty.
An endorsement? Oh, the future is now.
Genevieve can hold back
gets better at the end of my mind. Can you deny there's nothing greater, nothing more than the traveling hands of time? Saint Genevieve can hold back the water, but saints don't bother.
Never been right to release yet. I'm working on it. All the things, all the bits and pieces that I can obsess about to make sure that it's absolutely perfect, which it can never be. It's by the nature of, you know, that. But this song is on, and I will be releasing it soon, I swear. I'm happy with it. Like, it's close. I'm almost completely happy with it. My dial set down to the left, my dial set down to the left.
and holding it right in your hand, in your hand, holding it right in your hand. Met her once up in Asheville. She was singing songs in a band. Said she was heading down over Nashville to try her luck once again, once again, to try her luck once again. She'll sing you the best song you're ever gonna hear. She smiles like you've always been a friend, smiles like you've always been a friend. She'll sing you the best song you're ever gonna hear. She smiles like you've always been a friend. How's Scamp doing over there? Is it good?
Yeah, okay. He's spinning and he doesn't know what to do when he's about to fall over.
That's cool. We all learned that. But I refuse to buy him a sit and spin like my sadistic parents bought for me. She's going to throw up.
That's the fun of it.
Really? You're great. I like those.
That's what it is. No, he is. He is the reason why I get to dance. It's the one I can get up on stage in front of people. I can embarrass myself. I can dance whatever. It doesn't matter. But if you ask me to dance while people are watching, I can't. Don't like it. Makes me. It's my super uncomfortable thing. Like, oh, I can feel it right now. Oh my God. But when I'm holding him, boy, I can. That's his gift to me.
So you can't look bad. No one can say, you know, oh, look at that, he's terrible, he's dancing terrible.
Well, they can.
Yeah, but you got the baby.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they're not judging him.
Watch.
He's a good spinner. Jerry would be proud.
Jerry who?
Spallwell.
Here's a new song that Adam wrote.
You know the song Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan? This is a kind of continuation of that story, if you know it. You know that story.
I have this letter from Bob Dylan telling you to cut it out, by the way.
Yeah, don't tell him that. He wants something.
Straight across. true. Holding out to start anew. Underneath my broken door, upon the mask that I once wore, I'm spoiled in a dream. Hear you walking back to me. Keep me up on the western wind. Ride me down.
Screwy way, which is great gymnastics, like mental gymnastics.
anyway, and sometimes you get to go to great effect. Anyway, this is such a blast for me, so forgive if I smile a bunch. Bringing together so many different cool parts of my community. So
thank
many
you.
Different great people all in one spot. It's a magic thing. Like you say back home from where we're from, it's wicked awesome. I don't know where you all popped. Yeah, you could have popped. Yeah, it's a long walk, but whatever. You're already here. All those troubles are in your rear view. I'm a big fan of Irish and Scottish music. It's one of my favorite things. And we're going to do a song that is an old Irish tune.
Cool too. This is one of the first. It might be our first show that we've ever done that we haven't been able to plug in. I think it's just all microphones.
Yeah.
We generally have to use DIs and things because people are drinking and a little bit rowdier than y'all. So we appreciate that. I don't mind the rowdy. Don't get me wrong. This is nice.
Couldn't do it any other way. Club Acoustica. Club DI. That's a musician. Sorry.
Part us, and when we're in a foreign land, I'll go.
news. That God might stand a friend to Mary and her gallant
Only dumber.
And then she turns to me and she goes, 3.14.
By the riverbank, a man of rose was born. Into a well-built house and painted white, where she still lives today. A man of rose was brought in blankets at the end of the day. Her father owned a farm, and on a tractor he did steer. Among the rows of corn and the apple trees, she spent her early years. And while playing on the farm with Brother Will and a friend, Amanda Rose could not have known that her happiness would end. The empty look upon her face hides a story she will never tell, as she sits quietly by the riverside. No one knows what happened to her on that day so many years ago. story she will never tell. As she sits quietly by the riverside, no one knows what happened to her on that day so many years ago. Amanda Rose of County Edinburgh. Amanda Rose of County
Edinburgh. So I'm particularly excited about this next song. I wrote this song about the Yuba, like, so many years before I came, and it's Cheyenne. I don't know where Cheyenne is, but over there. And she said, I lived in, you know, when we met, I lived in Nevada City. What's that? Oh, you know, this and that, the other thing, and the Yuba. And I went, awesome. And so when she took me there and to this awesome spot, pretty close to where I proposed to you in the nude, didn't I? Wearing a Red Sox hat, sorry. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, so, you know, this is what you get. That's not going to look any better than this. But it did, because they won the World Series, so it's temporary excitement. I felt like, I don't know, you'll have to tell me. When I can picture the place that, where the song came from. It's one of those weird places where an actual spot of geography felt like it gave me a tune, and I didn't hardly even have to do anything. It was just like, oh my god, like I write it out as quick as it was, just was like, oh. And it never happens like that. Usually it's just like, I don't know, it takes work, right? This one wasn't work. I want another one like that. That banjo had not been out of its case for, we moved here, over 2 years ago? And I didn't even take it out of its case in the move to see if it was okay, because that's how much I think of that banjo. It is truly, it's just a revolting instrument. And Adam shows up and he's like, do you have a banjo? Well, I kind of do. And then he went and he worked his magic on it and took the Allen winches to it, and actually it's okay now. So. Oh, we're raffling the banjo off. It's a good smashing banjo.
I'm not so silent now.
River rolls and river winds, and it seems to do something for my peace of mind. Though I didn't know it, I came here looking to find a place to forget about my troubles for a while. I saw a mother with a little baby while I was walking here. And there's something about a little baby makes me laugh. They don't seem to have a care, Lord, I wonder if I'm ever gonna feel that way again. Till then, I'll find some time to spend down by the river. Spend a lot of time looking forward, looking back and looking down at my feet upon the ground. I fell backwards, and when I opened my eyes, I found myself staring straight up in the sky, and it seemed like there was something there to learn. The only sound that mattered was the wind that blows so gentle through the tree. Such a harmony down by the river.
music, it was soft and clear. And I sang out for the first time, I didn't care who would hear, because I found my answers in the wind and wave, and the magic in the little things that happen every day. And I played that tune on my old mandolin. No, I didn't hurt at all for company, cause the river likes to sing along, and it knows the words to every song I play. It was a lovely day down by the river. It was a lovely day. Show you what me and Adam do for the money. That's play bass and guitar. This was a, it's weird, sometimes weird things happen on the road, and this was a weird thing. A guy came up to me, and he said, my brother's name was Ben, he played bass, and obviously there was. I said, oh, okay. And he said, I don't know, I want you to have his bass. And I'm like, no, I can't, I know, you know, like, A, it's just, you know. Like that, that's what I did, what you just saw. Oh my God. I don't think I can, and he was serious about it. So this is now, it's mine, it's on a lifetime loan, and I will give it back whenever he calls, I shouldn't give him my number. When he could have been a crazy person, I don't know. You can just give bases away, that's madness.
You're giving him your email.
You must have been near me, where were you?
I remember you telling me about it, but where was it?
Covington, Kentucky.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
That's right next to Census Nat.
That's by the Natty.
This is by the Snatty.
Yeah, I'm going crazy.
But you didn't give him your number.
No, but I often think about that guy. How am I going to find you again? Let's do something that starts out really cool and spacey and psychedelic and then gets wicked fast. That's easy.
We're going to do two sets tonight. So.
Oh, yeah, so we're going to take a break after this one. And everybody, like, I want to say hello to everybody again. And we'll get booze if you're boozing, and smoke if you're smoking, and baby bottle if you're baby bottling. It's kind of like my speed.
Thank you.
stepping overboard. A letter I can't keep. You never
please don't forget to bring the band in here.
Thank you.
gets all the credit. He didn't write it.
Got a face or something?
Small face. My bad.
Yeah, the mic's moving closer. You're going to get more of those little...
So the boyo went to bed, which means that maybe we can do the last mystery.
It's up to you.
No, we shouldn't. But in any event, this is one of Adam's classic songs. It's called You Left Me in a Hole. And there's a mystery third verse that we never get to sing. And that third verse, should we do it?
It's a phrase.
Stupid bitch, you left me in a hole. Just explain us how to...
It's the, I think it's the oldest Yonder song. Except it said predates Yonder by at least 4 years. It's a night... Wait, it'll be 20 years old next year.
Is it?
94.
Really?
That's old.
Adam was complaining that as he lets his beard grow and plays the harmonica, that it tears out.
If you're singing, it gets caught. Right?
But we can only hope that it's just pulling out the gray ones.
Maybe it has a mind of its own, but if you do, little buddy.
To the bar, sophisticate pulls up in his car. A hopeful youth waits for the first star to come out. The sky above can be so mean, the clouds cover what should be seen, and there ain't much left too keen in my book. Hanging on to someone else, he tells you that peace sells, and you see it like all's well. I ain't jealous. Though you used to listen to me, my inner thoughts have made you flee. I know you were just trying to be what you want to be. I let you in to see me for real, and you walked right out, that's what I feel. You said you needed time to be alone. And like the youth, I looked above, feeling stranded without love. The time was wrong and you left me in a hole.
You left me in a hole.
You left me in a hole.
You left me in a
rain it comes, the rain it goes. The question is she friend or foe? The storyteller looks to his toes. He's stuck here. The dragon's breath is on my neck. Which way is home? Hold on a sec. The bartender put a bottle of beer on the table. Many people, they believe that Jesus came here to relieve all the problems that we breathe on each other. And I don't care just to what you do, well, what you think, that's up to you. See, those thoughts of yours aren't new to me at all. Well, is it these thoughts that made you believe that there's nothing here, so you shall leave? While I sit here with my guitar in my hand, like the youth, I looked above, feeling stranded without love. The time was wrong when you left me in a hole.
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 baby starts to cry, an old man's about to die, and all I do is sit back and sigh. What's my problem? Ignore the problem, that's the key, said a woman beneath the tree. If your eyes are closed, you can't see the sunrise. The phone it rings, who could it be? Well, it ain't her and it's not for me. Forgetting's easy as 1, 2, 3, my friends say. But her face is still all too clear, leaving me with my biggest fear. Something's got to help me steer away from her. You have your life, and I have mine. Maybe we'll meet again some other time. Down a long road, on another plane. And like the youth, I looked above, feeling stranded without love. The time was wrong and you left me in a hole.
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 Oh, you left me in a hole.
You left me in a
charts and the lyrics, and next to it in my handwriting was the chords to the song that we're going to play, and that's 15 years ago. Maybe I wrote it 14 years ago on that piece of paper, I don't know, but either way, it's a long time ago. And I think I was the proponent behind you. I'm like, finish the damn song, man, it's a good one.
And so I did.
And so we did.
All those years later.
And it's on our newest EP that we just put out, so.
Yeah.
Yonder's EP.
All I needed was one lyric. Haven't I been down this road before? I always trust my neighbors, but I always lock my door. That was the lyric I've been waiting 15 years for.
However,
doesn't seem like it's all that special.
However, I've only been here for 2 days, but every time I've come to his door, unlocked.
Welcome to Nevada County.
Yeah. I live in the right place these days.
When I was in Netherlands, I think my keys in the ignition.
Thank you. straight line. Thinking it's the wind that's trying to push us to the side. Never stop to take a look behind. Hoping that tomorrow will see us safely down the straight line. Thought it seemed some good in that straight line. Road is smooth and easy, but never changes with the mile. I seem to get more tired. And someone up around the bend, yeah, I heard him say the rule of North never ends. And we choose to walk the straight line, thinking it's the wind that's trying to push us to the side. Never stop to take a look behind, hoping that tomorrow we'll see us safely down.
Ice cube. Apparently you can get big ice cube makers, molds or whatever, and that you need the big ice cube to make the drink that he likes right. So the little ice cubes melt too fast or something. I don't know, it's a whole thing.
But don't get me wrong, he likes tequila. So do I.
I used to. And I didn't.
You like your tequila rolled up.
Shut up.
In any event, Dave is really, I mean, I feel not only is he a great friend, but he's a hell of a songwriter. And I feel lucky to be able to write with him and write a lot of stuff together. I didn't write this one with him. I wish I did, but I didn't. It's a good one. It's called Don't Worry, Happy Birthday. This is also on the new EP. Back to back.
I think I did. I got it.
I have all the chords, I'm just not sure I'm going to put them in the right order.
When tomorrow becomes today, it turns out this way. I see you sitting in a parking block in a strip mall parking lot, wild and sweet the summer air, the only one there. Everywhere you went last night, how you missed it all. Cracked heads and valentines, stood up and kept in line. Why would you wanna wait like that for someone who won't come back? You put your heart out on the fence to no consequence. I'm sorry, I promise you. I'm sorry, I promise you. I'm sorry.
Favorite song I've ever written, but I don't know that it is really anymore. It's got, I mean, it's certainly a wonderful, joyous love song, though. Maybe I've written a better one since. I don't know. I'll have to ask her when she's not on the spot. Out of tune way, you can make people fight in Salt Lake City. You can
even have to be in Salt Lake City. You do it here. You have to be in Salt Lake City. It's weird, like reverse action stuff. Let's see if we can do this one. We'll do this one very pretty. This was, what was my, I had a good joke about it. This was from my sensitive, this is a sensitive Ben number. We don't get to do sensitive Ben numbers in Yonder Mountain. Because it's all about fucking balls. That's what it is. You know, it's the rage, it's the thing, but I'm a sensitive human being. And I like rhyming sensitive words.
And he will.
And I like lighthouses and flowers and
puppies and
things that are sweet.
Seashells.
This is a song called Lick My Love. Good night, everybody.
Remember Portland in the pouring rain. I would give anything to be back there again. How about you, Boston? You were on my mind. Showed you around the hometown, wasn't that a time? Out at the lighthouse, it was just us for miles and miles. Watching all the other stars fall from the sky, you are the only one. When California was red with fire, didn't we burn your house down with our desire? It was everything I knew right there and then. And the flames burned from the mountains to the sea, just like you always do to me.
spoken to you all before, so when that last game hit, we could have gone, and we all go, aww. We could do it now, and then we could dub it in.
Can we get a good home?
Let's try, ready? One, two. Aww.
Perfect. Man, nothing you can't fix in the mix, man.
I wrote with Dave, and Dave Johnston again, the name comes up, and it was one of those fortuitous situations, I guess, where he had some lyrics and a chorus, and I had some music, and we wrote verses together, and we both had it around the same, came up with the idea around the same time, and I've been messing around with the lick on the bus, and Dave's like, I got this chorus, you know, and then we ended up writing a second chorus, and then writing all the verses, and
why don't you marry him?
I really want to know, but I can't in this game.
I'm sitting right here.
No, is there a little young mountain jealousy going on? Let it go. That's an inside joke. That's for another day. It's not a day. So I'm tasked this way.
Thank you.
Something happened to me in Singapore. Yeah, I ended up, I don't know, I can't remember. It's not just that they serve it with the eyeballs in it, and, you know, and I don't know, yeah. Another interesting thing, I've told my mother a million and one times that I don't like tuna fish. I don't like tuna fish sandwich. I'll eat tuna like sushi tuna, but I don't like tuna fish. And then, whenever I'm around her, Benny, hungry? Oh, sure, I'm not. You want me to make a tuna fish sandwich? Are you fucking doing it on purpose? Are you doing this on purpose? No. Yeah, I don't. Something happened to me in Singapore, and I blocked it out. I'm a true story. I do remember being in. There was an ocean. It's obviously it's an island, so we're at the ocean. I remember something about the way the tides work. The beach left a big sort of, almost like a lagoon, like a. You know, but it was all...
It was isolated.
Yeah, it was isolated. So the tide went out, and this thing's still there, and, which is great for swimming, because it was warmer, too, in that water. So I went swimming around in that water, and something, like, long and big and awful went swimming past my leg, rubbed up against me, and went on and on and on. And this big Asian gentleman came up out of the water, and he... I'm just kidding. Anyway, I'm assuming it was a horrible monster. And then so I don't eat fish.
Like sushi?
Yeah, totally.
That's the weird.
It is weird. It's where the sushi food for their salad dressing. I want that recipe. Anybody can steal it from that woman. Sushi in the raw too. Okay, let's play this wonderful rockin' number. To her eyes, remembering.
could find our way home. Though we've been gone so long, we still could find our way
song like that because it's just it's not loud enough. It's not, you gotta have that, you know, and that's why I like, but the songs that mean the most to me almost, and I hate to say it, but like the ones where I feel like I really nailed it, like it said what I wanted to say and it's so fucking touching and all, and those are the slow ones, you know, so I can only get to do them here. This is why these gigs are my favorite gigs.
I will say that you nagged. I do a lot of the set list for Yonder, and I put that song on the set list numerous times in the last tour, and you're like, nah.
But we don't get to sing harmony together on it during
we do.
Yonder's performances, do we?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it again. Okay, yeah, what's my problem?
Stupid Ben.
I'll take it up with myself later. After I get it. I was going to say baked. I was going to say something rhymes with baked. After I get apple crisped. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you after if I remember, which I won't. So the lucky thing, California Organics did a cool thing, and there's certain seats. I don't know. I think it's like 40 of them in here. Taped under the seat is a cool coupon-y deal. I haven't seen it yet, but there's something, honest to God, taped under like a lot of seats in here that are like, it's a cool deal.
You can just shoot that gun.
Yeah. I'm curious. You got one?
We got a winner!
I also recommend that we all raid the empty seats too to get more. Yeah. And so we want to thank him so much. And so many people come together and do like great things for.
Is it actually something good, or is it just wasting paper? 1,000? That's good. No, $10.
I'll take it.
Oh my God. It was not benefit me coming out of here. You know, seeing Ben's house.
It's only been a week. Rushing being home is rapid fading, failing to recall what I was missing all that time in England. They sent me aimlessly on foot or by of transportation to knock on windows where a friend no longer lives. I have forgotten.
Remind me.
knowing silence will speak for her. Brave men tell the truth. A wise man's tools are analogies and puzzles. A woman holds her tongue. Knowing silence will speak for her. Remind, remind, remind me. Remind, remind, remind me. Remind, remind, remind me. Remind, remind, remind me.
Thinking he was such a chip, he smashed his banjo and it totally backfired.
To great nose.
To great hilarity. And you can hear it on a room with a Telluride.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember now.
It's like a purple haze, bluegrass version.
They called it, of course, purple hay because bluegrass people just can't be cool. Honestly. Like, I should steer you. There's, well, speak to me afterwards, I will steer you away.
Purple hay!
Yuck! It's everywhere!
Just further propagating the stereotype of buck teeth and overalls without a shirt on.
I'm from Boston, can I like bluegrass? But take off your shirt and put on overalls first. This is the last song on the solo record that I'm gonna release. It's the last one. Sums it all up.
You should go back to all, if there are recordings of all the shows that we've done together, I think you say the solo, the record I'm going to release, like going back to seven.
I have been working on it for 11 years. And I will continue to talk about it until I birth that baby. not yet. Where the road goes ever on, the turns and miles and the speed that you drive, racing along to your journey's end. Yeah, the road. The road don't ever end. Cause there's no way of knowing if we'll pass here again, or what might be waiting around the bend. Still the road.
We will. And people like Bela Flack will help too.
Yeah.
But he's from New York and he shreds.
It's all right.
Same with Tony Trischka.
They're all right. Let's play some funky.
Yes.
It all wrong. let's keep it all deep inside. Shuffle along. I got it all wrong. Long time gone. Wanna be alone. Thank you.
it's Adam Angelo on the guitar, folks. This might be a brand new debut, debut. Good time to say thanks or thank yous. Thank you to everybody for coming. Thank you to Saul and Elena for being so amazing. The most magical people, you guys are absolutely sent from above. From being the best neighbors around to being like, I don't know, you know, I get to come over here and go, I can't believe Saul builds all of this stuff. Like, he built the boyhood dream, you know, for us rock and rollers. Look what he did. It's so cool.
Thanks, Steven, too, doing the sound.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Everybody. And there's so many more people. Like, I still got to meet half of you, and it's just great. Good people like Saul and Elena bring good people to them. It's just a good energy, and I feel so lucky to be your neighbors. So, it's a blessing. Really good. So now we just gotta get old Colorado Softy to move out here.
Is that Hardy?
Yeah.
Colorado Hardy. I'll just feel free saying that in the microphone. I'll get three of them. Sit down beside me on the ground earth. Tell me some old stories if you think they're worth it. And even if you don't, I just love to hear your voice. I can't talk, but just say nothing, it's your choice. The best I ever feel is when I'm sitting by your side, staring at the blue sky as the clouds go rolling by. Send a smile my way. That's all I need to get me through the day. Come make your bed beside mine, darling, won't you please? See your eyes shine in the morning, sure that brings me to my knees. And I've never been the kind of guy who's felt the need to pray, but I tell you now, I'm praying hard today. Watching as the clouds go rolling by.
elevate for me. Not when we're sitting on the good brown earth, staring at the sky, watching as the clouds go rolling by, watching as the clouds go rolling by.
You know, I don't know. I like to have some special ones too. You know?
Yeah. No.
No. No, we must use them all. So we're getting to that time when we've got a couple more written down on the piece of paper. That's it. That's all I got right now. We're just a Cindy Brady'd on all of you. With this blinking light. Remember Brady Bunch? She went on the TV show. She got all... No?
No, I don't know.
She was bragging about being on TV and bloating, and then when she gets on TV, the red light from the camera hits her. She just stares at it and just totally fails. It's a very black and white lesson, like the Brady Bunch did. Thank you.
Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. Stuck in the middle with you. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
That's Ben Kaufman, folks. Playing it for you. So close to your house and everything.
The whole deal. Like, honestly, the whole deal.
Oh, it's great. We had a great time. Super fun. We haven't done a show since, was it Maybaum last year?
Yeah, we were going to do this show we do basically once a year in Colorado, and this last time it got flooded out, like, gone. The whole place where we do the show, like, it's gone. And they're building it back up again, but it was, boy, that's what an act of God is, I suppose. What a terrible thing to accuse him of. You like your stuff? Too bad. Things change, get used to it. He's the Christ to God.
Oh, yeah, let's do this one. And then we'll pretend to take the stage and
This is a song Ben wrote. Generally, I sing it when we play it with Yonder, but when we play it together, we like to alternate verses. So we both get a chance. I had a woman once a long time ago. Starts out divine.
spend the hours wasting all that precious time. And that's what you get when you live on the run. No one who knows you and no one to hold you when you're crying. And you'll do your share of crying, my son.
Sometimes I can drag on a little bit too long. So if you'd like to, though, we'll drag it on for a couple more longer and do a couple more. That's cool. And if you'd all like to split, we can do that too. So we'll do a couple more, and then like we'll wrap it up and everything. I'm still going to hang because I don't have that far to go.
So we got to pick and choose what we wanted to play.
I gotta be in tune for this one. Usually, I write songs with lyrics in them. Because, yeah. But every now and then, I write a tune. And this is a tune that I wrote. It's got no words. And it's called Monarch. And the whole point of the deal is I was watching a butterfly, and it landed on something, and then it took off again. And I wrote a song about that, with no lyrics.
Tonight, I'm going to make up lyrics, sorry. I'm gonna make up lyrics.
Look at the bug, it's going over there. No, it's going.
I might. It's a cool one, though. You only have a couple of instrumentals that I've heard, at least. This is a good one. Thank you.
Nobody bought it. I still wrote it. still play it if you want.
Speaking of foreign language, we totally
that makes sense.
What?
Huh?
she knows that I'll be going. But when I'm gone, please understand. Oh, it's just that I'm the kind of man that's learned that you can't stop the wind from blowing. And the only thing you get from me is time. And a dim awareness, something's on my
we left the dogs and